SX.
Just before 6 o'clock in the Motor City, we just played Queen there. I was reading a story this morning. Remy Malek, the guy who plays Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, was up for the role as a James Bond villain, but because of the movie and then that iRobot series he does, the timing got all screwed up and he didn't get it. He'd be a great Bond villain. With those same teeth. those giant chiclets. Are you people out of dock? How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. Are you kidding me? After that Lions game, I'm fantastic. What an exciting bit of football to watch yesterday. Go ahead, crack man.
Bing, bang, boom. Down a feeling day. Oh, victory. Woo! That's what we're talking about, baby.
I wouldn't say exciting, but a win is a win, right?
The commercials were great. That was a bad game to watch. That was a bad game to watch. Well, I mean, it was great the Lions won, but come on.
Davis was awesome. He was fun to watch.
That guy, yeah. He's like a, you know, an overweight kid when they put out the candy at Christmas, which I can speak firsthand knowledge. That's how I was, man, when Grandma put out the anything peanut butter related.
There
game
was
on.
One play where he flatlined a guy and did like this roll to get up, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah, no, that flatline was also the Lions season. Is that up, the Patricia lookalike? Is that up there?
Okay. That was fantastic, by the way.
That's freaky. That dude looked more like Matt Patricia than Matt Patricia looks like Matt Patricia. Now, we'll text it to you. Of course, the keyword is...
Matt, you have to see this. That was bananas.
Yeah. I had to trim my beard this weekend, which we'll get to later, but because my wife thinks I look like Santa. But anyway, yeah, check it out. 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you. The keyword is...
Matt.
And of course, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, it's something we like to call... Sockatoomy Santa, you know where it's at. That's it. Sockatoomy Santa. We'll play a song from Seeger, and then you will win...
A Bob Seeger Christmas prize pack, which includes a very cool long-sleeve distance shirt, a limited edition Bob Seeger Boulevard sticker, a tree ornament, and $100 cash.
That's our own money. We like to call it... Sockatoomy Santa, you know where it's at. There you go, man. And I'm going to be playing the hell out of this all week. Sockatoomy Santa, you know where it's at. I got to go find the song so we can play that, too. Okay, other than the Lions, what's coming up in sports?
Pistons struggle and Wings back in action tonight.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
CSX Big Jim's House 609. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Pelicans beat the Pistons 116-108 at LCA. The Pistons have now lost four in a row to try to take on the 76ers tonight on the road. 7 p.m. tip-off. Kings are in town. Take on the Wings at LCA. Puck drop 7:30. And the Lions beat the Cardinals 17-3, and this is probably the most exciting thing in the whole game.
And it's picked off, intercepted by Darius Slay. No one will catch him. Touchdown, Lions.
There you go, Darius Slay. So the Lions, we're sitting here. I'll admit it. I wanted them to lose because I want them to get a better draft pick next year, and that's one of the teams they need to let win, and then they won yesterday. Well, it's the most Lions win ever.
It was. They're now 5-8, though. And mathematically, if you drink the blue Kool-Aid, they're still not out of it with this win.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
I know you're serious, but stop it. Stop it.
Just saying.
You're too good for that, Aaron. Don't drink the Kool-Aid this early.
I don't drink the Lions Kool-Aid.
Stop it.
They're on the road to take on the Bills next Sunday.
Okay.
Monday Night Football, Vikings, Seahawks. And just a reminder, too, you can still take on Tito to win prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. Just text the keyword Tito to 248-398-9279. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-WCSX. You can even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest.
Oh, by the way, Sunday Night Football, in case you guys didn't see it last night, the Chicago Bears actually physically beat up the Rams. It was 15-6, I think, was the final. Holy crap. Your boy Jared Goff, I'm pretty sure he's wrapped in bubble wrap and eating aspirin right now. They beat the hell out of him last night.
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, really? Oh, so now you...
Stop it.
You can't. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Shout to the heart. What a cool song. CSX Big Jim's House, 619. 29 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. All right, 10 minutes. We'll do Sockatoomy Santa, $100 and some cool stuff from Bob Seeger. But let's get back to Fleetwood Mac because I was telling you in the office for the show, Aaron... Lindsey Buckingham did a sit-down interview with CBS, the Sunday morning show, which we have. If you want to see the whole thing, it's about 6.5, 7 minutes. We'll text it to you. Same number you used to call us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
CBS.
Now, this all goes back, and he talks about it here. We're going to play a couple quick clips from Lindsey talking about it.
The reason that Lindsay says he was kicked out of the band was because they did a Music Cares, like, the, you know the thing in L.A., the Music Cares Artist of the Year, whatever, the big concert they do?
Right.
Okay, they were there. And when Lindsay, when Stevie got up to say something, someone told her that Lindsay rolled his eyes behind her while she was talking to the crowd.
So great to be a part of the Music Cares people.
And it made her really mad. To the point that Lindsay was kicked out of the band. Here's Lindsay talking about how he was told.
That was what I was told by Irving, that she gave them an ultimatum. Either Lindsay goes or I go.
Yeah.
And it would be like something as absurd as Mick Jagger saying, either Keith goes or I go. You know, I guess we need the singer.
So there you go. Irving Azoff, by the way, the manager, that was told Lindsay Buckingham, like, Stevie says either you or her got to go. And they stuck with the singer.
It was like 5 days after that event, too. So then he launched that lawsuit in October claiming that he was losing money because he's not on tour.
Which he settled, which is part of the, they'll talk about it in there as well. But then he even talked about the tour with Fleetwood Mac going out without him. Again, if you want to see this whole thing, it really is, if you're a Fleetwood Mac fan, it's pretty interesting. We'll text it to you. Of course, the keyword is
CBS.
All right, here we go.
I'm not particularly disappointed not to be out on the road doing another Fleetwood Mac tour right now, doing all those hits. What I am disappointed in is that we built this beautiful legacy. I feel that that legacy in what the band is doing now is being somewhat dishonored, and that does bother me.
Huh. I don't know. I don't look at it like that. Fleetwood Mac, don't you always expect them to be fighting with each other? They've been doing it for 50 years.
A whole album was dedicated to their turmoil.
Right, that's what they do. He'll be back with them. CSX Big Jim's House 629, Grand Funk there. It's kind of cool how this all works out because Grand Funk has been doing some of the gigs for Bob Seger. Don Brewer and them have actually been opening up for him, and I know they've been playing that. So it's close enough to 6:30. It's time for our very first. You know where it's at. All right, this is super simple, Sugar Bear. All you got to do right now is
see caller number 31 at 248-398-9279, and you'll get hooked up with a Bob Seger Christmas prize pack, which includes a very cool distance shirt, a limited edition Bob Seger Boulevard sticker, a tree ornament, and $100 cash.
A little Sock It To Me Santa money. Sock It To Me Santa, you know where it's at. There you go. 248-398-WCSX, and this is, it's a lonely stretch of highway, Aaron, and it's just slightly east of Omaha.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Barbara?
Hi, Barbara. Hi. You won. You got socked by Santa. You get $100. No, congratulations.
Oh my God, that's right. Thank you.
So you got that. What else we got from BobSeger.com?
We have that long sleeve shirt and we have the tree ornament. And just a reminder, too, if you go to BobSeger.com, they have all kinds of really cool holiday specials. And if you use the discount code WCSXSeger, you'll get 15% off.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. So how you doing, Barbara? Everything, your Christmas shopping's all done?
Oh, God, no.
I read a stat today that 3% of Americans will not start their holiday shopping till the 23rd.
Oh, my God. Well, I started.
You're just not done yet?
No. There's a few things I still have to get. I'd wait for my next paycheck.
There you go. Yeah, we're all in that boat. All right, well, Barbara, hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you. Thanks for listening in the morning, too. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys. You're great.
Oh, thanks. Okay, 25 degrees right now, 634. A lot of people applying for the marijuana business licenses now that it's legal here in the state of Michigan. So we have all sorts of people applying. We learn more and more about this. Former Lions Calvin Johnson and Rob Sims, remember him, the big Oval lineman? They had plans to enter the American medical marijuana industry in Michigan, but they were rebuffed on Friday by a state board. Calvin had some tickets, traffic tickets that he had yet to pay, and there was a warrant out for him.
Four reported violations. He had driving without a license, failure to maintain a lane, and then there was like two other ones.
So I guess you could say Calvin didn't complete the process. Yeah. All right, where is it? So here's what we're going to do. The one thing we did not know is what the name of Calvin's business would be if he had gotten his own medical marijuana store. We have right here on vinyl. These are limited, dude. The double CD, Bob Seger's Greatest Hits on vinyl, the 180-gram vinyl. I grabbed one from the office, Aaron. You got to come up with the name for Calvin Johnson's medical marijuana store.
Well, it wouldn't be medical marijuana.
His marijuana store.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
It's a pot store.
His pot store. What would be Calvin Johnson's pot store name? They were talking about opening in Birmingham. Seriously, that's what
in
they were.
In Birmingham, of all places?
Yeah, they were. So, yeah, so Calvin got shot down. I guess, again, he didn't complete the process.
The officials gathered down in the corner after the initial indication of touchdown.
The ruling on the field is that the runner did not complete the catch during the process of the catch.
There it is. Oh, who doesn't remember the process? So there you go. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Calvin Johnson got denied for his marijuana license, him and Rob Sims, because he had some outstanding traffic tickets, some other things. What would you name Calvin Johnson's marijuana store if he did have one here in the great state of Michigan? Megabong?
That's a good one.
Megabong?
I like that.
Sounds almost like a convenience store, which it kind of will be. Anyway, if you think about it. 248-398-WCSX. What would you get? Megabong's the first one I came. The complete the process is too obscure. You couldn't do that one for a name.
It'd be too long, too.
Right. Yeah.
I know, I'm drawing a blank. I have to.
We're going to take a break. We'll work on this one.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to work on it, but I see the phone's lighting up right now. If Calvin Johnson did get his license so he could sell marijuana in the great state of Michigan, what would be the name of his store for Bob Seger's greatest hits? Come on, work on it.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Christmas is all about big fights. My mama used to always say, Christmas ain't Christmas till somebody cries. Usually that's someone's me.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 650. The studio talking about Calvin Johnson and Rob Sims, former Lions, were trying to get their marijuana license. To jump in, they got shot down by a state board on Friday. Calvin had some traffic tickets. There was a warrant out for him. A couple little things like that that he says was all just a big mess. So we're trying to figure out. 248-398-WCSX. If Calvin had got his license, what would be the name of Calvin Johnson's marijuana store here in Detroit? 248-398-9279. Text suggestions coming in, Aaron.
CTP Weed. Like Johnson what? Joints.
Johnson Joints. That's a good one.
End Zone Grass. Megabuds.
Megabuds. I said Megabong was my first one, but yeah, Megabuds is better.
My favorite so far, Calvin's Chronic.
Ooh.
It's yeah, pretty solid.
If you come up with the best name this morning, we have right here in the studio, Bob Seger's Greatest Hits on Vinyl. We will do that for you. Jimmy and Hal, go ahead, man.
Hey, I'm thinking it's going to be Mega Medicine.
Mega Medicine.
Like it.
All right, Jimmy, hold on real quick.
Come on, that's a game changer, isn't it? It's
a game changer. Hold on, dude, hold on. Go to Detroit now. Who's this?
Lennis.
Go ahead, bud.
Mega Grow.
Mega Grow. We're all working the mega thing. Hold on. One more. Tim, Garden City. What's up, bud?
Hey, I got a name for Calvin's store.
Yeah?
Calvin's Cannabis.
Oh, alliterative, too.
Very nice.
We like that. Calvin's Cannabis. That could be that. We're going to write your number down. You're in the clubhouse right now, okay, bud?
Sounds good, man.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. All right.
248-398-WCSX. I was trying to do something with 420, like 4th and 20. Da-da, CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Hard-hitting show this morning. Calvin Johnson and Rob Sims applied for their marijuana license, and they got shot down on Friday. Again, they didn't complete the process.
Calvin had like four traffic violations and like a warrant.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's go to the referee there.
The officials gathered down in the corner after the initial indication of touchdown.
The ruling on the field is that the runner did not complete the catch during the process of the catch.
There it is, the process. And once again, Calvin didn't complete the process. So we've been asking you this morning, 248-398-WCSX, you got some names for us for if Calvin did get his marijuana license, what would we name Calvin Johnson's store? Morning.
Hey, good morning.
So do you have an idea for Calvin's pot shop?
I do. How about Calvin's Lettuce?
Ooh, Calvin's Lettuce.
I like it.
All right, we're going to write your number down there real quick. Okay, hold on. Milan, France, or Milan. I call it Milan. I like to make it more fancy. Shannon, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're good. So you got a name for Calvin's pot shop, if you got one?
I do. I was thinking of Cal's Kush.
Cal's Kush. You can even hear like a used car salesman going, stop on by Cal's Kush. We'll sell you any Kush for its time. $4.99, $5.99, $29.99.
That's solid.
It works. It works, Shannon. Hold on, okay? Hold on. Carter and Troy, how you doing, bud?
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're good.
I got a good name for you guys. Metatron.
What was it again?
Metatron.
Metatron instead of Megatron. That's sharp, dude. All right, thanks, Carter.
All right, have a good one.
All right, there you go. So we'll round all those up. We'll kind of pick one out.
We just got one from Lynn.
Go.
It's solid.
What is it?
Calvin's Cano Bliss.
Oh. All right. You still got time. 248-398-WCSS. But coming up next, though, Michigan is in the bottom five on another list.
Uh-oh.
Which involves... CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 7:08. Of course, at 7:30 this morning, we will. You know where it's at. All right, we'll play a song from Bob Seger, and you'll win
$100 in a very cool Bob Seger Christmas prize pack.
All right, that should get you in the spirit, right? The holiday spirit should get you fired up for Christmas, right? You know where it's at. Not in Michigan. We're in the bottom five of this list. States with the most Christmas spirit, we are in the bottom five.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're all about some Halloween.
Is that the is that up on the website there, Ryan, our producer?
Yes.
What's the keyword for that? There's so many keywords over here this morning.
Oh, it must have got pushed up their list.
List. Okay, list, if you want to see this. So here's our question. You know where it's at. Since Michigan is in the bottom five, number one is Washington, by the way. It's a new survey based on Christmas movies, Christmas music, ornaments, and other data. Where do you go to get in the Christmas spirit? What puts you in the Christmas mood? 248-398-WCSX.
I know where you don't go.
Well, that's good. That kind of... You don't go driving down the street at night with the keys... Where don't you go
to Walmart on a Sunday morning.
All right.
A couple weeks before Christmas, you want to shoot yourself in the face. Just saying.
It's not the point of this, Aaron. There's plenty of time to be grumpy in Detroit. That's an art form here in the Motor City. It's what we do half the time. Where do you go if you want to get in the Christmas spirit? There's got to be somewhere. There has to be somewhere.
Well, honestly, Saturday night we went out for date night, and on the way back, we saw like one house in our neighborhood that looked really, really beautiful. So my husband and I decided to drive through the whole neighborhood. It was so beautiful.
You got a neighborhood Mount Clemens you go to. That got you in the all fired up, the Christmas vibe.
All I kept thinking is if there was snow on the ground, how beautiful it would have looked.
There you go. But still, though, did they get you in the spirit?
A little bit.
Okay. You are just not playing along with this at all. You're so Monday. You are so Monday today.
I'm not.
Monday. You see, you're the reason we're 46. Thanks, Aaron.
Apparently, I'm not alone.
Getting our ass kicked by Nevada, who's in 45th. And list, if you want to see this, 248-398-WCSX. Ryan, you got to be in the Christmas spirit because you went out Saturday night to the...
The zoo lights.
Yeah, there it is, Christmas. Woo-hoo! You know where it's at. Now, you got to be in the Christmas spirit after that, right?
Oh, absolutely. What a great time that was.
You suck. Okay.
No.
You both suck.
It was kind of cool. I thought there was going to be a little bit more production type thing, like they'd have maybe some light shows. But
oh, my God.
The only thing I kept thinking the whole night was, one, I was embarrassed because I forgot my jacket, so I had to try to wear one of my girlfriend's jackets.
Yes.
And I had her scarf on and stuff, and you won't see any pictures because I wouldn't let them take pictures of me, and I kept thinking people were looking at me all night. You know where
it's at. We're trying.
But it was pretty cool. I just wanted to keep stripping all the trees. I'm like, man, if I grab that one and just start unraveling it, you know how many cool
things
we can have.
You're not looting the light fest at the zoo, Logan.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Wait a minute. Aaron wants to get in fights at Walmart, and you're trying to rip off the Detroit Zoo.
Heidi's trying to take one of the lit up penguins that was there to bring in our yard.
No, don't drag your girlfriend down with this. You know where it's at. Right, such an easy idea. Let's just lift up everybody's Christmas spirit and people at Walmart suck, and I'm cold.
You know, I just usually like to look in the mirror and go, Ryan, get in the Christmas spirit. So a little talk to myself.
Daily affirmations. Yeah,
and then I walk out of there feeling great.
Can you go answer the phones, Happy? That was my idea to bring him in here.
Well, are you in the Christmas spirit? Where do you go?
Wayne County Light Fest. Love it. Love it. Every year driving through there, even with the polar bear that flips you off in the one thing, and you know what I'm talking about, with the penguins and the polar bears. Love the Wayne County Light Fest. Love it.
Well, you don't have to get out of the car either, which is nice.
God, what is this like? That's not the point of this. You didn't get in the car. No, it's Christmas lights and music, and everybody's in a good mood, and you're drinking hot chocolate, and you're having fun. Meanwhile, at Aaron's house, it's this.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny f***ing K.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color for the town?
Hello.
Hello?
Call or text 248-398-W.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 724. It means in about 6 minutes, we are going to...
Santa, you know where it's at.
That's right. I'm going to get you in the Christmas spirit with...
$100 and a Bob Seger Christmas prize pack. That includes a very cool tree ornament, a long sleeve shirt, and a Bob Seger Boulevard limited edition sticker.
Okay, we were talking in the studio, and we want to hear from you as well. We're talking about Chris getting in the Christmas spirit because, according to this recent survey, Michigan is in the bottom five of every state in the country. Now, we'll send you the list. Of course, the key word is...
List.
Yeah, we're in the bottom five.
That's surprising, to be honest, because we tend to do everything big here.
Exactly. We love our Christmas lights. We love our downtown. We love all our different communities that have their Christmas parades and all this stuff. But according to this list, based on Christmas movies, Christmas music, ornaments, and other data, that we are in the bottom five. You want to see it again, we'll text it to you. Same number you used to call, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
List.
I asked you guys both in the studio if you were in the Christmas spirit and what would get you in the Christmas spirit. Aaron complained about people at Walmart on a Sunday morning, and Ryan was too cold out at the zoo on Saturday night and tried to steal ornaments. Is that basically it? Okay, basically. Yeah, we basically covered that.
We got some text messages.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Megan says, if you want to get in the Christmas spirit around here, go visit Campus Martius.
Boom. Oh, this year looks gorgeous. We're going to go down. I'm trying to get down there this Saturday, man. It looks amazing down there.
And then Selena says, Frankenmuth, Bronner's, and then Fantasyland and Lincoln Park. And apparently...
I don't know Fantasyland and Lincoln Park.
My sister and my brother-in-law and my baby niece were there this weekend, and the pictures were amazing.
Fantasyland in Lincoln Park. That's a new one. Okay, cool. So that's another place to go get in the Christmas spirit, so you know, turn into this guy.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny F***ing K.
Okay, Laura in Dearborn, good morning. What's your go-to there?
Well, just this Saturday, you might disagree with this, but we went to Frankenmuth.
Fun.
What's wrong with that? Bronner's, yeah, and all Bronner's. That? Absolutely.
Yeah, the largest Christmas store in the world. So it was crazy crowded, but that always helps. And we were singing the whole way through.
That's awesome.
I like to go to the cheese shop. And we go to the cheese shop in Frankenmuth and then see how many exits we can make it past.
You know, I think they moved it this year. I could be crazy, but it looked like the cheese house moved across the street into a much bigger place. So it's an even bigger cheese house now.
Oh.
Is that, that's because it's heaven. Did you do the fried chicken thing, too? Did you get some fried chicken?
Yep, went to Zender's. It's all tradition, so that always does it. But it's a little crazy going in December, I will say.
All right, okay.
And driving to work right now, just so you know, there's a Jeep next to me right now covered in Christmas lights. So the spirit's out there. You just got to look for it, I guess.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Okay, it's actually a Jeep that it was the Christmas lights that Ryan stole from the Detroit Zoo Saturday, our producer. Right? Yeah. All right, there she goes, 248-398-WCSX. Always when you go to Zender's, it cracks me up. Like, you get the big thing, right?
Right.
So in all the food, who decided on the egg noodles? Who said, you know what we need? More carbs. That's what this meal is missing, is more carbs.
Somebody awesome.
I know, yeah. I don't know if it's Christmas spirit, Easter spirit, whatever spirit. Just puts you in a good mood. $100 coming up next. Hang with us. CSX Big Jim's House, 7:30. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We are on the nose for
you know where it's at.
There we go. 248-398-WCSX, caller 31, and you win
$100, a distance long sleeve shirt, a Bob Seger Boulevard limited edition sticker, and a tree ornament, all courtesy of our friends at BobSeger.com. Just a reminder too,
you know where it's at.
Looking for that perfect holiday gift for the Seger fan in your life. Go to the website, put in WCSX Seger, and you get 15% off.
We could ask you a discount code from BobSeger.com. It's big stuff. All right, call to 31 and we'll get you hooked up here. And since we were talking about...
You know where it's at.
We'll play probably one of the other Christmas songs that Bob's known for. I think this came out on a very special Christmas.
His I think version, you're right.
Yeah, Little Drummer Boy. Fantastic. It's Big Jim's House, CSX. Merry Christmas, bunch of grumps. We're talking about Christmas, too. The response this year for people helping people is startling. Every time we mention someone on the air, read one of these. I don't think a day's gone by that it's just like that. People are willing to jump in. They're looking for ways to help. We got 15 days till Christmas. And we got another week to knock all these out for people helping people. We got another one featured this morning?
We do. It's number 78 on the list. If you text the keyword people to 248-398-9279, we'll send you the page right to your phone. And you can scroll through and look for maybe somebody on there that you can help. Because the goal is to Match people in need with people who are willing to help them. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So Philip from White Lake says, my daughter needs help with their van repair. She has five girls. She's running around here and there, and it's got something wrong with the front end.
Oh. So it needs help with van. Is there a shop here in town? We are the blue-collar radio station in Detroit. I think it's fair to say. We like to work on stuff. If you know somebody, you want to jump in on that one, you can text us again, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
people.
And then what number was that?
This is number 78. It's Philip. So if you scroll down the list, look for number 78 and then click on the offer help link.
Oh, that's right. That's important there. We'll do that. Okay. Now, we want to knock all these out by the end of the week, obviously. And we want to say thanks again to Mother Waddles because... you may not know this, but they gave us a large sum of money, and we randomly go through and pick out people and give them $250 to help as many people as we possibly can. So the goal is to get them all knocked out by the end of the week, obviously. So again, 248-398-WCSX. Text us. Keyword is...
people.
Or just go to the front page, WCSX.com. It's right there. And the number that you were just talking about...
number 78, it's Philip, if you'd like to help. If you're a mechanic, a shop...
something's wrong with the front end of your daughter's van.
Yep.
Which, you know, hey, man, if you don't have a reliable car this time of year trying to get around and get to work with the front end shaking with Michigan roads.
Ugh.
Oof. All right. Well, and again, thank you. All the help that we've seen this year from people time and time again, everybody just jumps right in and helps these people out. It is amazing. It's a nice community, and it keeps building every year as well. So people helping people. One more time. I don't think we can say it enough. Text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
people.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
That sounds very James Bond-ish.
Rhyme saying, who's in the... your brother was in this? Yeah, when he was a kid. Not this version that we're giving out tickets for all week, but Ryan knew this play. Our producer was all over this, man. This is from the play, right? Okay. It's the play that goes wrong, and we've got a family four-pack right now.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Fisher Theater. It's running February 12th through the 24th next year. Tickets are on sale at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com, but we'll take caller number 31 right now, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX.
That's right, Muggsy. See? With this music here, we're coming in, you're going to see the play that goes wrong, see? On WCSX, see? See? You're caller number 31, see? 248-398-WCSX. See? 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 I remember when she walked into the bar. She took her hat off slowly.
All you need is a cigar and a...
hold on. She took off her scarf. Slowly. She took off her coat. Slowly. I said, you are sexy. She said, I have arthritis. So stupid. All right, we'll take call number 31 right now. It is 8 o'clock, and it's time to get some players for Battle of the Burbs to play for Red Wings tickets. The final week, Aaron, we got to nail this.
East Side, West Side, Downriver, we need three players. Call now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. As it stands, East Side with 55, Downriver with 45, and the West Side with 54.
Oh, you guys are up by one. Yeah. Okay, because we had some confusion on the scoring over the weekend. I'm going to go back to the official judges here. Now, we have a bet in the studio that whoever's leading East Side or West Side, the other person, since Aaron's from Mount Clemens and I live in Waterford, if you win, we have to eat a sandwich, which we post a picture of on our Facebook page. It is a bologna salad wedge sandwich from our vending machine here at work.
It is the most vile thing I've
that bad.
Ever seen.
No. You don't. So you definitely don't want to eat this thing on Friday?
I do not.
After the final one?
East Side needs to bring it. Otherwise, it's going to be very bad.
It's going to be lights out in the bathroom. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX will play now. Winner's going to get a pair of tickets to see the Red Wings and the Panthers. New Year's Eve at LCA. Pretty cool, man. All right, let's get our players. I haven't even looked at the questions.
Why? Do you think I'm going to make it, like, biased towards the East Side?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, that's kind of a given. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Battle of the Burbs for Red Wings tickets. Let's play.
And make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay.
Bologna salad. Bologna salad. Oh, we're getting Aaron all fired up now. She's nervous about this.
If you guys saw the sandwich trust, like, you don't want to eat it.
Aaron's going to eat the sandwich on Friday. Bologna salad. Okay, here we go. First question.
All right, question number one. Saginaw has now been added to the farewell tour for this Detroit classic rocker who just got his own boulevard.
Down.
Kevin, go ahead, bud.
Seeger, Bob Seeger.
Here it is. Good job, bud. Downriver on the board playing for these Red Wings tickets. Number two, Michigan will take on Florida in this bowl game on December.
West.
Down.
Ron,
down.
Go ahead, bud.
West, you said, right?
Yeah, Ron, go ahead.
Sugar Bowl.
No.
No.
Now he came in after.
Kevin, what is it?
East. Peach.
Wow.
Downriver with the win today.
All this talk about West and East, and Downriver just drops the hammer. You're going to the Red Wings on New Year's Eve, dude.
All right, sounds great. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Now, in case of a tie on Friday between the East and the West side, we will split the sandwich.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Because
then you have to suffer.
No, I actually want to eat the thing. So this is a win-win for me, man. All right. Hey, Kevin, give us a Downriver.
Downriver.
There you go, Downriver. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Okay, you're one of those people, you wait till the very last second, you're looking for your Christmas special. Boom, today's your day. MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special, and here's what you'll get. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack and free shipping. And it gets better. Their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. What you got to do, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, see it right there, enter my promo code, WCSX. Makes sense, right? MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, enter the promo code WCSX. You get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You're going to love all of them, man. The go-anywhere pillows are just fantastic. There's nothing better than to give the gift of restorative sleep. And think about this. You give away two of them, you keep two for you. So it's a win-win-win. Nothing says you can't buy a Christmas gift for yourself. And trust me, you're going to want a MyPillow. I've had one for over a year now, and I absolutely love it. It is easy. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, use the code WCSX to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, it's the best price ever for a four-pack. Free shipping and extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. Why wouldn't you at least try it? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, enter the code WCSX, or you can call them 800-925-4059. And remember, that promo code I just gave you, WCSX, can be used for any offer. Just go to MyPillow.com.
Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Queen, David Bowie, 850, 25 degrees. We've been talking about this. A young girl singing the national anthem. She was at the MLS Cup in Atlanta over the weekend. We'd first heard from her, and I think we played it when she sang. Was it in, like, a Los Angeles Galaxy soccer game or one of those?
Yeah, she was at a LA Galaxy game earlier this year. She's 7 years old, and her name is Malaya Emma.
Dude, you ready for this? We're going to play a little bit of this. You have to see the whole thing, and you got to crank it up, because when she comes out, when you're watching the video, too, I don't know if you guys noticed this. I noticed the same thing happen again. When she's singing during the course of this, the players, like, stop looking around. They're getting ready for the MLS. They all kind of look and go, oh, wow. I mean, the whole crowd just kind of zeroes in on this little girl. She's got the hand motions down, man. She is just nailing it.
She's a little diva. I love her.
Okay, here's a little bit of this one. Now, listen to her and some of the runs she does as well.
Still there. Oh, say, does that
I got chicken skin from that. Goosebumps, man. Total chicken skin. You got to watch this whole thing, though. She just, that run in the end, did she go up like 3 octaves or something
she
at the
did.
End of
that? That was crazy.
She's 7. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Same number you used to call us. You text us, of course. The keyword is
Anthem.
Wow. Major award qualifiers coming up at 9.
Next to your fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire. Whoa, let me stand, baby. Let me stand. Yeah, baby. Listen here, baby. It's not like you're so crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. Just to play with me and you won't get burned. I have only one itch and desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Top three. It's up on our website, too, WCSX.com. Top three, though, Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, Todd Rundgren.
Wow. Well,
MC5 was 15th, the very bottom.
Where were my rock chicks at?
Well, Stevie. Who else? Oh, who else were you looking for? Rufus and Chaka Khan are, like, way down the list here. Janet Jackson's, like, 6th. Devo, Roxy Music, Rage Against the Machine is 9th.
Huh.
Radiohead is 10th. Radiohead's going to get in. Aren't they? I mean, come on.
It's Radiohead.
They're so trendy. They're definitely, you know, Def Leppard's getting in. Stevie Nicks is a solo artist, so it would be the first woman to get in twice. No other woman has been put in twice.
It's interesting.
Go and listen, and you're sitting there going, we all know Edge is 17, right? But if you start listening to her solo stuff with Stand Back and the other thing, it is a much larger catalog than I remember. There's more to that going on, too. So, and Todd Rundgren's just a really cool guy. So anyway, there you go. There's your three.
Always look on.
Oh, hey, we got to say hi to Holiday Market, Maple Road in Troy, our workforce city of the week. Joel's going to be out there ringing the bell for the Salvation Army between 10 and noon.
Stop on by, say hello, donate.
It's Joel. He's going to put on a show. And Holiday Market's awesome, too. So swing on by.
Salvation Army's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know what else is awesome? Shoes with socks. I don't know why I get so fired up about that, Eric. You know what is awesome?
I was just excited because somebody put one of those Kruger Rands in the Salvation Army bucket again last week, which is pretty cool.
$13,000 or something like that is what it's worth?
$1,300.
Is that as much it is?
Yeah, but it's the largest single donation in a bucket this season.
If you have a million pennies, you could drive by and just throw them at Joel at Holiday Market.
That'd be funny.
Maybe it'd be a good time. All right, we're back tomorrow. More of the Bob Seger stuff we talked about. My wife has pinned down my retirement plans for me already, what I should do when I retire, and I took it as an insult. We'll discuss that as well Tuesday morning, so you be well. Jolene's out at Lady Jane's, as a matter of fact, in Birmingham, so she'll be there live coming up next, and we'll wrap up the show. Now, we've been talking a lot about holiday shopping and Christmas presents, but you've been touching on this past couple days, and it's a really good idea.
I'll tell you what, yesterday it was cold outside, and I just sat around in the world's softest pajamas. If you're still looking for that special Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend, then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram. They've been America's PJ experts for more than 15 years. They're lighter than a cloud. They're softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. And let me tell you, I love the way my pajamas feel. She will, too. The softness. They're warm. They're comfortable. And, guys, you'll love the way they look on your lady. Best of all, for those who struggle with the whole Christmas wrapping thing, Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, which is important.
Thank you for the wrapping. None of us can wrap stuff.
Amen. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk absolutely nothing if you buy these pajamas. Thousands of men have made their loved ones very happy by giving them the world's softest pajamas, and you can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today because normally they do sell out before Christmas. So here's what you do. Super easy. You just go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com and tell them Aaron V sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.